name's Tim Nixon. I'm an associate professor in the Department of English and Modern Languages. I'm also the director of the Paul and Lisa Welsh Program for Distinguished Awards. That program came about when two friends of the university, Paul and Lisa Welsh, residents of Shepherdstown, and just good friends of the institution, were attending a presentation that Dr. Shipley was making. In the presentation, Dr. Shipley talked about some of the directions that she was hoping the university would pursue. And a couple of the things that she called out were internationalization and raising the prestige of the university. And Paul and Lisa thought, well, can we somehow help with that? And they provided a very generous donation to start the program that now bears their name. The whole idea of the program is to encourage and assist individuals, that's students, faculty, and staff here at Shepherd University, to apply for prestigious named scholarships and awards.
When did the program start?
2 years ago. We've slowly been ramping up. We have a committee of individuals who help direct applicants to me and then also help to funnel communication out to the field.
I assume that you are interested in people looking into this, at least.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that I've done for the past 2 years is each fall, at the beginning of the academic year, I've met with the incoming honors students, so the new students in the honors program, to introduce myself, to talk a little bit about the Welsh program, and to whip up some excitement and encourage those folks to consider it. We think it's a good idea to begin to cultivate those prospective applicants early on, just to put it on their radar screen, you know, in their first year. Hopefully by the time they're juniors, they would be, you know, viable candidates to start the application process.
You're almost 2 years into this program. Give us an update on what it's doing now.
We will be hosting a 2-day writing workshop. And this, again, is under the auspices of the Welsh program. But this is a writing workshop for students focusing on preparing personal statements. And we're opening this up. This is any student who foresees applying for a graduate school application, or excuse me, applying for a position in graduate school or medical school, or even applying for any of these prestigious awards, like the Fulbright or the Rhodes or what have you. They're all going to be required to submit personal statements. And again, the idea is, how do you distinguish yourself in one page or less from a stack of 600 other applicants? So my colleague, Dr. Christy Winger, is going to head up that workshop, and that will be at the end of March. We applied through the Occasional Lecturer Fund that is administered through the Institute for International Education and CIES. And that is for Fulbright scholars who are currently in the United States. It's monies that allow them to travel to other institutions and communities. So we are proud to be hosting Dr. Natalia Borisenko in April, early April. She's from the Ukraine. She's a specialist in American studies and English as a second language. And she is spending this year at Washington State University. So she will be coming to Shepherd. She will be visiting with classes. She will be providing a workshop with the faculty and the tutors who work in the Academic Support Services Center, the writing tutors, and the faculty focused on writing. On Tuesday evening, she will be delivering a lecture. It will be in the auditorium of the Irma Ora Bird Nursing Building, and her lecture will be on the situation in Ukraine, what life is really like for individuals now, especially given the tensions of what's going on with Russia and the situation there on the ground in Ukraine.
Well, thanks for talking.
Well, thank you.